Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Iowa Ed Chat mini podcast recap of the week. This is Dan Butler, and I will be joined by Andrea Townsley tonight as we recap the weekly Iowa educational chat hosted on Twitter and point you in the direction of the archive to continue the conversation and reflection. You can find tonight's Twitter chat archive at tinyurl.com/IAEdChat March 18. Our topic this evening was supporting active learners, as we discussed student engagement, active learning, and commitment to improvement. We enjoyed the exchange on Twitter, and we'll highlight a few of the big takeaways from the chat in the next couple of minutes. It is now time for me to give over the reins to Andrea Townsley, who will highlight a few of her thoughts from tonight's exchange.
Hey, everybody. I'm going to dig right into question 6 from our Ed Chat tonight, focused on supporting active learners in our classrooms. Question 6 asked, discuss strategies and activities to get students in the orange zone of active versus passive learning. So basically, to give you a little bit of context, the orange zone is where we ask students to analyze, define, create, and evaluate. And it talks about how people remember 90% of what they do and 70% of what they say and write. So those are part of the active learning environment. And then it also goes on to describe people remember 50% of what they hear and see, 30% of what they see, 20% of what they hear, and 10% of what they read. And those are among passive learning environments. And that's when we ask students to demonstrate, apply, practice, define, list, describe, and explain. So the question asked, how can we stay in more of that active learning zone? And Dave Mulder, D_Mulder, replied, and he said, I love this quote from Rick Wormley. I think that's what this question is getting at. We might have to be brave enough to not do what we've always done if we want to get kids more actively involved. And the quote that he cited from Rick Wormley is, commit to daring acts of pedagogy. And I'd never heard that quote before, but I look forward to hearing Rick coming up soon. And it really does show that we can't just do the same old thing and expect to get better results. We as educators have to take risks, and we have to be brave, model that for our students, and step outside of what we've always done in order to increase that meaningful engagement. And then question 7, we asked, what is one strategy or resource that you will use to incorporate more supports for active learning in your environment? And Alicia Partika at P-A-R-T-I-K-A Teach says, I want to work on having our reflection time be more meaningful to our learning. Using an elbow partner to turn and talk can incorporate more movement and active participation with what went well and what we want to work on. And Alicia reminded me that although much of what our chat tonight talked about was how we could prepare the classroom environment or prepare or design our lessons for a more supportive experience for our learners, that reflection time for our students and for us as educators is also really meaningful and can support that active learner environment in a variety of ways as well.
Thank you very much, Andrea and company, for your thoughts. Certainly some great reflection and sharing going on here this evening. Question 1 had a great deal of responses as we asked, when you think about an active learner or an active learning environment, what comes to mind? I really liked what Alicia Partika had to say as she tweeted, I see an environment that encourages students to do instead of just listen, participating in meaningful ways that meet them where they are and push them to do more than they thought possible. I also liked what Gretchen Dorn tweeted, the students are engaged in learning, asking questions, investigating new things, finding out how things work, why things react and change color, looking for differences in observations. And finally, Devin Schoening had this to share. The interesting thing is active learning doesn't just happen. It's an ethos, a culture that is created in the classroom and in the school. So when I think about this question, an active learner and an active learning environment, I think of student voice, students having a say in what they are learning, student choice as well, being able to talk about the things that interest them and having some choice in what that happens to be. I think about teachers and educators making decisions that are in the best interest of kids that they have in that particular school year. And that's not going to be the same every single year. I think about those types of things and how lessons and the classroom design meets the needs of those active learners. Thank you for tuning in this evening and following our podcast. We certainly appreciate you very much. Tonight's Twitter chat archive can once again be found at tinyurl.com/IAEdChatMarch18. We will be back next week with a very special live show on Iowa Ed Chat as we welcome Jennifer Gonzalez. She is at Cult of Pedagogy on Twitter. This is going to be a phenomenal conversation. You will not want to miss it. Check out our hashtag throughout the week for information on how to follow this conversation. You can also check out our website to find all of our past archives, live shows, podcasts, and contact information. The website is tinyurl.com/IAEdChat. Please subscribe to this podcast on Podomatic or on iTunes. Check us out there. We would love for you to give us a rating and provide us with some feedback. We look forward to connecting with you next week. And until that time, be the change. Good night, everyone.